Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Wednesday, October 23rd at 10 a.m., we will be in Lawton at the Great Plains Tech Center, where 73 tracts in Grady, Stevens, Comanche, and Cotton counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov. and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, the grain market action today kind of had to follow through from yesterday's surge, with corn up about 3.5 cents, and that put December corn up 3.25 at 391 and a quarter. The important objective that was reached today was the December and March corn filled their gaps, and so that was kind of a target level that the bulls have been looking for to happen, and now it has done it at 392 and three quarters for the D's. Beans were up as well, up 10 to 12 cents. Yesterday, of course, the report was bullish. It was 913 million bushels of the September 1st ending quarterly stocks. They're looking for 982. But also, China bought a bunch of beans from us, and up to 2 million metric tons in the length of a week. So really bullish news there. And then late today, we've had a USDA report showing 5.33 million tons or 178 million bushels were crushed in the month of August. So that's kind of late-breaking. That might have been leading to today's strength. And then wheat futures are kind of tagging along here. The Chicago wheat was fortunate to close in the green, but Kansas City was down about five. The December to December Kansas City and Chicago wheat spread went out to 86 cents today, which is the widest that has been, which is typically Kansas City over Chicago, but that hadn't been that way for a couple of years now. And then cotton today in December up 15 at 60.98.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
Livestock futures generally weak to finish the day, and the feeder cattle anywhere from $1.10 to $1.85 lower. The weakest contract was the November at $140.07, down $1.85. Live cattle were mixed, with October the one strong contract up 27 at $104.87, December down 32, February down 47. And then lean hogs gave back yesterday's gains, with December lean hogs down $2.75 at $69.85. Box beef at midday was a little bit higher for choice. It was up $1.56 at $2.14. Select up 10 cents at $187.21. Packer margins have come off their high significantly, but they're still about $250 a head estimated there for beef and about $44 a head for pork. So there's still quite a bit of money being made there in terms of the packer profit margins. No cash trade as of this week. There's about 800 head listed on the Fed Cattle Exchange, which will take place tomorrow. Most of the significant movement today is coming on the stock market. It's currently the Dow's down about 300 points following some weak manufacturing data, which may be showing signs of a little bit of slowdown. The U.S. dollar today is down about 23. Crude oil finished the day, or is right now down about 41.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.